It certainly does. It's a long way off. When we went out of the championship at the last Saturday, I think it was, of July, it looked a long time to January, to the McKenna Cup again, but now we're only looking at a couple of weeks or a little more, and I suppose that's the way of the world. You look forward to things, and sometimes they come around quicker than you expect, but that's good. Everybody's looking forward to it. If the weather prevails and lets us at it in January, it'll be great.
And a couple of new faces, Stephen McNally coming into the squad, Aidan McCrory from your own club, Errigal Kieran, and a few players obviously who won't be there as well.
Yeah, that's true. There's a few players who've left the squad, and that's unfortunate. But I suppose everybody has to make their own decision and whether it fits into their timetable of life, if you like, and what demands they have on them at this given time. And then I suppose there's a few players that we're not using at this time, the likes of Brian Duher, Philip Jordan, the two McMahons, and a few others who are just taking this time maybe to recover from niggly injuries and that, and to make sure that they're in tip-top shape for when the league begins, or certainly soon after the league begins.
And Brian, of course, committed to another year as well. He just keeps, he's like a Duracell battery, isn't he? Just keeps going and going.
Without a doubt. He's a different breed, as we say. There's not many like him. I think he's one of a kind. He's so dedicated, and he puts so much effort into it. And he has had serious setbacks with injury over the last number of years, but he never let it deflect him from his own determination to be there. And I think he's a man to be totally respected all the time.
The championship was a disappointment, Mickey. There's no getting away from it, was there? And I know everybody took sort of time to reflect after it.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. We won the Ulster title and won it comprehensively, and we're looking good to go on. I suppose we played enough football to win the quarter final, but didn't put the scores on the board. I think we were in a good place to go on and get better, but we'll never know the answer to that now, because we didn't get the result we needed against Dublin, and we've had to live with that since that time. And I suppose it'll always be there. It'll be a day that we probably let a game away that we probably could have taken charge of if we'd just been a wee bit more accurate. But there will be days like that, and collectively the team took responsibility for it, and all of us involved, and collectively we have to do something about it next year.
It makes you more determined, Mickey, perhaps, as you look forward to the 2011 season.
Well, it does. I mean, nobody likes to lose, and players don't like to lose, and particularly don't like to lose games that they know they're capable of winning, and they know that there was lots of opportunity there to go on and have a greater season than we did. But that's it. You have to live with it. The result speaks for itself, and we're very, very disappointed about it. We prepared very well, and I say if only the scores had gone a little bit different on the day, could have been such a different end of the year. But that's it. Sometimes, you know, the ones you win, there would have been days on the years that we won that it could have gone against us, and we'd had nothing to look back on. So that's it. Sometimes you win games you should lose, and sometimes you lose games you should win, and that's life in sport.
I suppose we have to look forward to, obviously, the championship. It seems a long way away, but it's not that far away when you look in the real terms. And before that, obviously, a difficult Division 2 campaign in the National League.
It certainly is. I always looked across at Division 2, even when we were in Division 1, and saying, you know, that's not much easier a division to be in, because look at all the teams that are there, and you'll find that, you know, that Division 1 and 2, there's not a lot of difference in them. It's great to be in Division 1, you'd like to be there, but to think that Division 2 is some other sort of easier passage, it certainly is not. I think it's very, very difficult, and, you know, we're playing three Leinster teams there, and then it's sort of the Ulster Championship, if you like, all over again with four Ulster teams in it, and Sligo, who are on the way up. So there's no easy games there at all, and there's no room for error, and we need to be on our toes if we want to be at the top of the table rather than looking at something much worse than that.
And suppose, Mickey, as you said yourself in earlier pieces that you've done, that the squad remains fluid, there's openings for other people to come in as well, but great to see Aidan Cassidy back from injury and Damien McCall as well.
Absolutely, it's terrific to see those men back. Two great young players who were coming on very well with their careers and set back with nasty injuries that were sort of season-long injuries, and that's unfortunate, because a season can never be recaptured again. You lose it, it's gone, and both Aidan and Damien nearly had two seasons taken from them to a large degree, but they're back there, they're fit and fit again, they're very determined, and I think that'll be a great injection into our team again now in the coming season, along with some other of the younger players.
And Tyrone are determined again to get to that top table.
Without a doubt, there'd be no point in being involved in this. If you are among the best in the country and don't want to be challenging the best in the country, then you probably should be something else. So I think that's where Tyrone are at, and we have to go out and prove that that's how good we are, and that's the challenge we'll face every day we play a match.